10th. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. Thanks for joining me today, and thanks for listening to RBN, for people who can handle the truth. To see the guest schedule for this program, go to spingola.com, click on the radio schedule button, and you will be able to see a list of the guests together with links to their websites. For questions or comments during the program, email spingola1@yahoo.com. My regular email is deanna@spingola.com, but I do not access that email during the program. If you wish to contribute to the RBN Pledge Drive, just call 800-724-2719. You may also support RBN by purchasing products from the RBN website, including business cards, bumper stickers, and other items. You may also subscribe to the archives at a higher rate than the usual, $1.33 per month, or purchase some advertising if you happen to have a product or service that you wish to promote. You may do all of this by calling 800-724-2719 or go to republicbroadcasting.org. On Tuesday, we talked quite a lot about smart meters, and I would like to share an experience of one of our listeners, and I quote, "I tell people to forget the spying issue. The health risks are so grave that we will get our privacy in the grave if this egregious plan is allowed to go on. I had my own story of moving into a fourplex that had four of these meters on the other side of my living room wall. I had all the typical symptoms before I even knew what a smart meter was. Long story short, I wrangled with my utility and their lies and BS for 9 months till one day I was shaving my legs and bled out of about 100 places on my legs. These things were literally cooking my blood and probably my DNA. I finally informed them that I was buying my own GE certified analog to be installed by a licensed electrician. The next day they came out and installed four new analog meters, the ones they said they couldn't get anymore. Of course, by that time they were probably happy that I'd been damaged enough to their satisfaction. I still have not recovered my former health, and that was in December. The whole thing was like facing down the devil. Brutal Zionist killers right at my own front door. But when you know that they're out to kill us, it comes down to it being them or you. It's just stunning that we are where we are. Guard your analog meter with your life." Unquote. That is from one of our listeners. It's very important, people, that we do not consent by our silence to this egregious thing that they are trying to attach to every house in America. All righty. My guest today is Hans Krumpe. He is a writer for the Radical Press and a translator of Werewolves of the Iron Cross, Swastika and Scimitar, Brothers in Arms. And welcome to the program, Hans.
Yeah, hi, Deanna.
How are you?
Well, I just finished breakfast.
Well, good. I'm glad to know that.
So don't get annoyed if you hear the odd burp, eh?
Okay. I always worry that I'm going to do that because I drink kombucha during the program, and it's kind of a... You know, it has some fizzle to it, and so, but it'll be fine. We'll get through this. And you're a couple hours earlier than us, so it's okay if you just finished breakfast.
Well, here it's now 9 o'clock, so I got up at my usual time and had breakfast, so nothing inconvenienced me there.
Okay. All righty, we're going to take a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from
already?
Our sponsors.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dry guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dry guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The Freeze-Dry Guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
If you are a vendor dealer who sells any equipment or service that costs more than $15,000, we can help you make the sale through our low-cost lease finance programs. We are good in all 50 states, including Canada, and we have a very wide credit window. Call Bob Neuve today at 888-639-2621 and let us explain in more detail how we can help you make more sales. Call Bob Neuve today, 888-639-2621.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there's only one, Pure Effect Ultra. It features advanced anti-radiation technology and is constantly rated 5 stars as the number one system for reduction of fluoride, drug and chemtrail residues, heavy metals, and more. It raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and provides virtually instant clean water on demand, all while using no electricity. Want to learn more? Visit PureEffectFilters.com. That's PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome back. Our guest today is Hans Krompa, and as I mentioned, he is a writer for the Radical Press, and that is radicalpress.com. So what kind of trouble have you been making for other people these days?
I received an email from Arthur Topham, the publisher of Radical Press, and he asked me to help him respond to the editor of Educate Yourself, which is a website, and his name was Adachi, Ken Adachi, and so I wrote a rebuttal to an email that he had sent to Arthur, in which he talked about the usual hate propaganda about the Nazis and Adolf Hitler, etc. So far, and that I sent to Ken Adachi directly and to several other people, including you. And so far, I haven't received any response from Ken Adachi.
It's very interesting that there, particularly in the truth movement, the so-called truth movement, you will find so much garbage, untruths about Germany, about what the Germans supposedly did during World War II. And, of course, this started long before World War II and even before World War I. And yet people who would not believe anything that the mainstream media would disseminate always, always, invariably use the official version of history when they are referring to Hitler or to Germany. I mean, they might as well be working for the mainstream press. And these are people who are supposed to be in the truth movement. And if you start researching and really researching things well, you will find the truth. And I know for myself, I started writing articles for the internet or on the internet in 2005. And some of the stuff that I wrote back then, I wish I could just take back. But it's like, you know, blowing feathers in the wind. You know, it's kind of has a way of getting throughout the internet. But, you know, I have changed a lot of my views because the more that I researched, the more in-depth that I went and really discovered what was being said and what was going on, then, you know, you change your views. And so people who claim to be great researchers and yet they're still, you know, disseminating this garbage, these untruths, you have to question why. Are they working for the dark side or what?
Yeah, it's a testimony to the effectiveness of post-World War II brainwashing to the point where words like National Socialism, SS, Hitler, etc., trigger immediately the cessation of common sense, of reason, and a curiosity about facts, and you know, critical inquiry that was never there to begin with, and that brainwashing has created boxed in minds, and people can't get out of it. On that very subject, it has been reinforced over and over and over again for the last, 100 years. And people just can't get out of that box. That's why they respond that way.
Certainly. And there's also people who other members of their family, you know, actually believe in the indoctrination. And we have to remember that after the war ended in May of 1945 in Germany, that the Allies came in, replaced all of the school teachers, replaced a lot of the government officials, and basically remade Germany in their own image. And they indoctrinated the people to the point that they would accept the guilt.
Not to forget that the Allies, particularly the American governors of the new colonies, so to speak, were the ones who issued the licenses for radio, for newspaper, and later for television. And before they even issued licenses, the publishers and editors had to appear on the carpet and be examined for their character traits in order to qualify for the denazification of Germany through the media, the educational process, etc., and entertainment. I remember as a child, the entertainment was almost entirely American. You know, Bill Haley, Elvis Presley, certain GIs that all of a sudden made a career in entertainment in German language, in which they were charming the public with their American accents in the German language, etc. That was all taking place right from the start, and it had me believe everything that the usual crowd believes in to this day. It only changed for me with the appearance of the internet.
Ah, the internet's a marvelous thing. It really gives an avenue for people to find the truth.
Yeah, and you mentioned that about all the garbage on the internet. That is so true. The overwhelming majority of things that appear, for example, on YouTube are the version of the victors about the Nazis. And it's being rehashed now more intensely for the last few years. And when you do research on the internet, it depends on your attitude, what you are looking for. If you have malice on your mind and you want to prove that the Germans were the worst thing that ever happened on Earth, you have no problem finding all kinds of stuff, millions of tons and hours of entertainment and information supporting your idea. But if you want to find the truth, you can find that too, and your attitude will guide you in that direction. And that is, of course, not as easily found. But once you do look for the truth, you will find it. You know, I did.
Certainly. Well, you know, we have one of our listeners, Lindsay, had some wonderful YouTube videos up. And one of them was the protocols of the, what I call the lurid elders of Zion. And they took them down. You know, they censor the YouTube censors things. And so, you know, it's very difficult to maintain things there. And so they have to put them somewhere else. And, you know, when YouTube censors, well, you also have to remember that who owns YouTube, who owns Wikipedia, who controls, you know, Facebook and all of these other websites, they are controlled by Jewish interest. And so, of course, they are not going to promote something that that is true. They are going to, you know, perpetuate their version of history.
Well, there's another thing. The general public is, you know, basically lazy. And it, for another point, they also don't like to have their comfort zone disturbed, you know, or their careers endangered or any of that kind. So they avoid looking at reality because it's more comfortable, less threatening. And but here they are. As soon as you mentioned the word Hitler, the conversation becomes, as far as they, on their part, becomes the volume is being raised of the voices, the tone becomes more aggressive, and downright to the point where they become offensive and insensitive to, they can't imagine that a German, when a German talks with them, that Germans might have feelings, that they might feel offended by what they are saying. So they let it all hang out. They pounce on the German with all these usual stereotypes about Nazis and Hitlers with no regard of the feelings of the Germans. And not even with a hint of doubt about the correctness of what they are talking about, because it's drummed into their heads as irrefutable reality. And when they then encounter opposition, they get downright hostile. They think, you know, I don't know, the personal attack is occurring there.
Right. And, of course, everyone has an ego, and they certainly don't want to think that they have been wrong about anything or that they were so gullible that they believed everything that the government, you know, told them, which basically, if you look at all the stuff that the government has told us, you'll find that they've lied a lot. All righty, we do have to take a three-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Herbal
Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with Hawthorne, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience with the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. You're using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Our guest today is Hans Krampe. That's K-R-A-M-P-E. And we're talking about all the lies that we've all been led to believe. And I've been compiling this very, very lengthy list of all the lies that the government has told us through the decades. And there's a lot of lies. I mean, even going back to the so-called Civil War. I mean, we were lied to about the Civil War, and we've been lied to about every war since that war. And yet we're supposed to believe what the government tells us about Germany and about Hitler when in fact we are all learning, or at least I hope we are, that they are liars.
And they like to dump on people, on Germans. You know, Germans are, it's open season again on Germans as far as the mainstream version of history is concerned. And that is what usually triggers me to use harsh words to combat my opponents with. Harsh words that, describe the truth of what happened, and I and there is evidence, and I'm using this evidence. That's why I don't have any, or didn't get so far any responses from the people that I rebutted, because they can't rebut. Because what can they say when the evidence shows is unmistakably what happened or what did not happen.
Right. And then you have a lot of people who are in influential positions, even in the truth movement, who basically mix 80% of the truth with 20% falsehoods. And because they're 80% correct on things, then people just naturally assume that they're correct on 100% of the things that they say. And that is that's a very sad thing. And I have been to Ken Adachi's website, and he does have some very interesting things there. But in the case of Germany, he really does not know what he's talking about, and that's what you told him.
That is the trademark of a skilled liar, feeding you 90% of truth, and then, you know, innocuously they fit in the lies, and you don't even notice that the lies are in there right away. And before it dawns on you, they have been lying at you. That little 10% was the actual point they are trying to make. This part of the conversation has already passed, and you have carried on to some other things, and so it slips in there constantly, unnoticed. It's a very subtle kind of method of lying, actually.
Sure. Yeah, and these people are very skilled at doing this. And there are certain things that that people in the so-called truth movement believe. They believe that the Reichstag fire was a false flag. They believe in the Gleiwitz incident that supposedly started World War II, when in fact World War II was planned back in 1897 at the first Zionist convention. And so these things are, you know, and the other thing is that Germany has never been known to do a false flag. And if you look at the people who consistently use false flags, you'll find that it is the United States and it is the Britain.
Yeah. Well, in 1896 already, there appeared a front page article in the Saturday Review, a British newspaper, saying with the headline, Germania esse delendam, which means Germany must perish, in which they describe how fortunate and how enriching it would be for Britain to eliminate the existence of Germany from the world, and how Britain then would reap riches beyond their wildest dreams. That started already at the end of the 1800s, and since then, the First World War, the formation of the Entente between Britain and France, I think it was established in 1904, was established specifically for that purpose, to attack and eliminate Germany from the world market. And
right.
It hasn't stopped since then.
How true. Because Germans are very very hardworking. They're very innovative. When you look at who designed the first car, who created the first vehicle, and also they have quite a history in die making and creating
heavy industries, steel making.
Yes, in many, many things. They excel in many things.
Transportation, the Autobahn, the railway system they created.
Yes.
Everything was way ahead of the time.
Right. All righty, we do have to take a break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
A healthy heart starts with Extendovite. I've always believed that I had to have a strong defense to overcome the new superbugs of today. Extendivite, a 7-herb heart protection cocktail, not only helped me to overcome a massive heart attack, but it also has built up my natural immune defenses against colds and flus. Extendivite has so many benefits that we all should be taking Extendivite to build up our defenses for what superbugs might emerge yet. So start today, clean out the toxins, and be as healthy as you can be. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Our guest today is Hans Krumpe. Between 1873 and 1914, according to author William O. Henderson, Germany was the leading industrial state on the continent and challenged Britain's supremacy in the markets of the world. Henderson cited the book Made in Germany, which was written in 1890 by F. E. Williams, claiming that many people in Britain were becoming alarmed over what they viewed as Germany's invasion of Britain's traditional overseas markets. And during that period, Germany's national income rose from 15,195 million marks to 49,501 million marks, and her foreign investments increased to over 30,000 million marks. Her per capita income grew by 21.6% in each decade, compared to Britain with a 12.5% increase. And so Britain was becoming increasingly, worried about this. And so Britain wanted to neutralize and eventually eliminate Germany's power.
Yeah. Britain became not just worried about it, but it goes to show you how the Anglo-British people think. When Germany does something, succeeds on the basis of innovation, of reasonable pricing, of quality, and becomes popular on the world market, it's an invasion. for the British because their claim to the market includes the entire world. How can you invade in the entire world in the British market? That's how the British thought at the time.
Sure.
Then there is, what did I want to say? No, there was something else, and I lost the thread. Now carry on. Maybe it comes back to this.
Well, in June of 1907, there was a meeting between a member of Parliament, Arthur J. Balfour, who was a member of Parliament for the City of London, and Henry White, who was the U.S. ambassador to France. They met in London. And this is how the conversation went, and it was recorded by White's daughter, Muriel. Balfour said, and I quote, "We are probably fools not to find a reason for declaring war on Germany before she builds too many ships and takes away our trade," unquote. And Ambassador White said, "You are a very high-minded man in private life. How can you possibly contemplate anything so politically immoral as provoking a war against a harmless nation which has as good a right to a navy as you have? If you wish to compete with German trade, work harder," unquote. Balfour responded, "That would mean lowering our standard of living. Perhaps it would be simpler for us to have a war," unquote. White responded, "I am shocked that you of all men should enunciate such principles," unquote. Balfour said, "Is it a question of right or wrong? Maybe it's just a question of keeping our supremacy." And that is how they think. They think that they have this view of themselves, and they are exclusive, and they want to remain supreme. And of course, we have to understand whose dogma they are endorsing, because of who was standing behind, you know, behind the curtain, leading their government, Britain's government.
The Chosenites.
Yes.
The chosen people. And here are the British, you know, mouthing what the chosen knights whispered into their ears. "We are the greatest. We have supreme rights. We are ordained by the Almighty to rule the world," etc., etc. Well, later on, what the greatest sin that Germany could commit on the National Socialist Germany under Adolf Hitler, what they committed, the greatest sin, the gravest one, was already stated in their political program before they got into power. And that was that they would nationalize the Deutsche Bank, make it, you know, Germany's central banks, and create money interest-free. And that, the international financiers, led and dominated by Jewry, could not tolerate. And right away on March 24th, 1933, the Jews declared war on Germany with everything at their disposal. It was a front page article on all the major newspapers, you know, the London Herald, the New York Times, etc. Another one that couldn't be tolerated was the incredible rise in the standard of living during the 30s under Adolf Hitler and the National Socialists, when the entire rest of the world was kept staying mired in the deepest depression and couldn't get out of it other than through war.
That's true. I mean, it's extremely true. And if you compare Hitler and Roosevelt, you'll find that a really big difference. And, of course, Roosevelt's handler was Harry Hopkins, who was basically the same as Woodrow Wilson's handler, Edward Mandel House.
Yeah.
And these handlers made the decisions, and very significant decisions. And Hopkins represented the international banking cartel, the same as Edward Mandel House had under Wilson. And so it was a very difficult situation. And while people were starving during the 30s here in this country, when we experienced the Dust Bowl situation. There were actually, according to one of the guests that I've had on, Billy Mars, actually there were about 7 million people who disappeared during the 30s. And their land was taken by the industrialists.
They starved to death, and that has been hushed up.
Yes.
Well, hushed up by the mainstream media. So what does that tell you about the mainstream media? Or in the universities, in the educational process, nobody talks about these things.
Right.
That would make the U.S. look bad.
Sure.
You don't want to have that.
Yes. And, of course, the Germans absolutely opposed communism, whenever and wherever they could. Meanwhile, Roosevelt helped to bring communism to this country and embedded communism into U.S. society for his own goals. They filled the State Department.
Ably helped by the Jewish-dominated media.
Sure.
Talk about Baruch and Schiff and all these guys, Warburg, who I don't know if Warburg, probably a member of the Warburg banking dynasty had a hand in it, as well.
And, oh, absolutely.
And then they also controlled the media in the Soviet Union that had emerged. Well, the entire Soviet Union was basically a Jewish operation.
Right. Absolutely.
And, so you had Americans. Communism, of course, gained popularity among the ordinary people because life was terrible in the United States as well as in Canada. I mean, people were starving to death, as you said, by the millions, you know. They were also starving to death by the millions in the 1920s and the early 30s before Hitler got into power in Germany. You know, it was a common occurrence on German sidewalks for people to collapse and be dead from starvation until Hitler got into power. That was all a consequence of international finance banking, the usurious compound interest on you know, money speculation, currency speculation, et cetera, et cetera. The inflation in the early 1920s was a result of currency speculators, not because the Germans the German government was controlling the bank, the central bank. They did not. Excuse me. And was a result of making money a product, or regarding it as if it was a product, and then buying and selling on the stock exchanges. That is what created misery worldwide, the depression in the United States, in North America practically, and Europe.
Right. And as soon as Hitler came in, he decided to reverse the decisions of the Versailles Treaty and raise his people without the huge bank loans that they were trying to get through through the Dawes and the Young plans. And he made some enemies.
The reparations
that
have been levied. Yeah.
Yeah.
You are exactly right. That was another one of the big the points in the National Socialist program that the Jews hated to see, you know, raising people up and losing their prospective profits through reparations payments from Germany, which were nothing but blackmail. The German government, the government of the Weimar Republic later, during the Versailles negotiations, was blackmailed by Britain. Britain had put a blockade on a naval blockade on the German coast, so Germans couldn't get vital foods into the country anymore that they depended upon, because Germany had something like 80 million population and was unable to, because of the smallness of the landmass of Germany, to feed themselves independently from the world. So here, this blockade resulted in the starvation of between 800 to a million German civilians, mostly women and children and old folks, because they were the most vulnerable. And on the, they kept on blockading until Germany had signed the Versailles Treaty. That was blackmail, and that was a total ripoff, you know, addressed into fancy kind of terminology as if it was a diplomatic act.
Right. And they kept that blockade up for, what, 8 months after they had ended the war,
yeah,
in order to blackmail them to sign the Versailles Treaty?
Yeah. Yeah. 8 months.
Terrible.
Yeah. And this upward, no shot had fallen on German soil. Germany was practically winning the war in 1916. Britain had run out of ammunition and food supplies, and that was a testimony to the effectiveness of the German submarine warfare. And there were already advances made. Germany had already asked proposals to the English to end the war, go back to the borders the way they were before the war, and just end the war and carry on a normal life after that. That's what the Germans had already proposed.
Several times. They offered to end the war several times and asked for peace, and the Brits wouldn't have any part of it.
Well, the Jews, German Jews, in fact, German Ashkenazi Jews, with their own agenda, went to Britain and told the Brits, listen, don't give up on the war. Carry on with the war. We will bring the Americans into the war and win the war for you if you guarantee us Palestine as an Israeli state in the future. And on instruction from Lord Rothschild in Britain, the Balfour Declaration was created, and on the strength of that declaration, which promised the Jews the Palestine, the Americans were brought in and did exactly that, won the war for Britain.
Right. And of course, they had to set up the Federal Reserve here before America could enter the war, so that it would run this country into debt, that the warfare would run this country into debt. And, you know, it's very interesting that a lot of the Jews that were living in this country at that time had come from Germany. And it was always thought that Germany would support an Israeli state. However, Kaiser Wilhelm said absolutely not, that he would not support the Jews in their attempts to go into Palestine. And so that was one of the unforgivable things that they would later remember when they...
That was the end, the death knell for Kaiser Wilhelm. You know,
yes.
How dare he?
Yes.
How dare he not support the Jews?
Yeah.
I'm not quite clear on where the Jews came from. Why the German Jews, emigrated to the United States from Germany, and I guess that emigration process must have been part of a plan in order to launch future operations of a
right.
much larger scale from the United States. Because already in 1956, in history lesson, as a kid, I could already see that the United States was practically an impregnable citadel of power because it was bordered on two sides by oceans. And I, as a kid, I thought, well, what prevents the United States from building big armies and then going out and attacking other countries? They have nothing to fear. Nobody can attack them as long as they have a strong navy. And that's exactly what later on happened. So why didn't that, why could I see this as a kid, and why couldn't others see it
exactly
just as strongly and clearly?
Interesting. All righty, we do have to take a 3-minute break. We will be right back after a word from our sponsors.
I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcasts, as well as a contest corner where we'll raffle different prizes to our listeners. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Today is Hans Krumpe. He is a writer for the Radical Press, and we were talking about how we happen to have so many Jews in this country. And of course, the first ones came very, very early to New York, which was then New Amsterdam, and then they've been coming over steadily since that time, particularly after the 1848. Revolutions in Europe. Many of those people who created those revolutions, which were basically Jewish people, since they They were kicked out of a lot of the European countries. Many of them went to London, stayed there for a while, and then they came over here just in time to fight for the Union during the so-called Civil War. And in fact, there were so many socialists in the Union Army. There were some regiments that were totally made up of German refugees, socialists, who were basically very, very different than the Germans that had come over before that time. Those that came over before that time were very industrious. A lot of them were farmers. They had businesses. They wanted to contribute to the country, whereas the people that came over as socialists wanted to come over with their hands out.
Which they did. They started brewing beer, Budweiser.
Yes, they did.
I would like to say something about Jews. The difference between how I see what a Jew is. A Jew is a person that is raised in the traditions and beliefs in the Talmud as the law and the dogma that they live by. A person that becomes a decent person, industrious and creative person, with a sense of fairness and loyalty to the society they live in. In other words, an assimilated Jew ceases to be a Jew. He is not a Jew anymore. According to Jewish rules, as well as in my view, because they shed the Jewish characteristics and become then either a German or an Englishman or whatever. And Adolf Hitler had recognized that, and until the very end, he gave tens of thousands of Jews, issued a certificate acknowledging them as German citizens, as Aryans, as part of the German society. If that was good enough for Hitler, it is good enough for me.
Okay. I do know that the doctor that took care of his mother right before she died was Jewish, and he thought a great deal of him. And we have this feeling, or we've been told, that he hated all Jews. Alrighty, we do have to take our 60-second top of the hour break. We'll be right back after station ID.